Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon, and for the next 120 minutes, we're going to have fun on radio. Here's the key to the show. We have no idea what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. It's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family all got put into an omelet and served with a side of toast. Get ready, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamond of the day. We have the review of the goofy in the news to prove is Jesus coming back sooner than we think? You better believe it. And if you don't, boy, are you going to be sorry. Personal revelations of my life's insanities. Oh, by the way, we're answering life's questions as to whatever life's questions are. And after my experience of telling on my wife last night about lox, bagels, and cream cheese, this is my question about life. What does it mean when my wife says, save time and just see it my way? I don't know what that means. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, not that we will, Bible trivia for awesome prizes and not-so-awesome prizes, humor that will force you to think, do you want fries with that? We're also doing sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show. Oh, yeah, we're living life as a Christian, your phone calls, and more. Why? Because we're crazy. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We'll be right back. Certain
I've lived a life that's full. I traveled each and every highway and more. Much more than this, I did it my way.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The Garden of Hope is brought to you in part by Kevin Lyons and Anchor Funding, helping listeners save money for over 15 years.
This is a special message for Christian seniors and their families. Don't miss out on one of the remaining prime cottage homes, townhomes, or luxury apartments at Meadowbrook Village Christian Retirement Community, a very special, brand new Christian community in North County. Now, these are filling up fast. I've seen them. They're gorgeous. They're on a beautifully landscaped, secure 25-acre campus near wetlands in the North County countryside. Enjoy retirement independently, but in community, enjoying coffee in the working Dutch Windmill Coffee House, delicious meals in the full-service dining room, or lounging by the zero-edged pool. But don't wait. Call our friends at Meadowbrook Village Christian Retirement Community now for your no-obligation visit. You pay only for the services you actually use. Learn more online at meadowbrookvillage.org. Call 760-746-2500 to schedule your tour. meadowbrookvillage.org or 760-746-2500. Honoring God by serving you.
Are you considering a short sale? Wondering why, despite making a good income and not using your credit cards, your debt isn't decreasing? Have you been threatened or served with a lawsuit by a creditor? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you owe it to yourself to speak with Sean Doan, a seasoned California attorney and reoccurring guest on KPRZ's Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth. Sean Doan treats these financial-related illnesses. Call Mr. Doan today at 760-746-4476 to schedule a free consultation. Find out how you can regain financial prosperity in as little as 110 days. Mention KPRZ for special pricing. If you're considering a short sale, you should seek legal advice before doing anything, despite what your real estate agent may tell you. Before you make another pointless payment to the big banksters, call Sean Doan first. Knowledge is power and will set you free. 760-746-4476. That's 760-746-4476 or online at doanlaw.com.
Imagine purchasing a home with no mortgage payments. Sound like a dream? Well, it's a dream come true. Hi, Mark Larson. If you're looking for a home or simply want to enjoy retirement with no mortgage payments, there's no time like the present. Buy your dream home with a reverse mortgage today before income, credit, or asset qualifications come into effect later this year. The FHA intends to conduct financial assessments and create set-asides for taxes and insurance, which ultimately means more money out of your pocket. So if you or your spouse are 62 or older and and are looking to buy the perfect home, call my friend Mehran Aram today at Aramco Financial. 866-611-30. 866-611-30 or online at aramco.biz. You're invited to be Aramco Financial's guest Thursday, April 25th, 6 p.m. at the Sheraton Resort in Carlsbad. Register for this free educational workshop. Call now. 866-611-30. 866-611-30.
DRE number 01853626. NMLS number 277316.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. So much to do, so little time, ladies and gentlemen. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. Is that still playing? Yeah. So you know what? You wonder why? Because Michigan is still playing and Ohio State is not. Also, go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. Follow me on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. Spoon Experience, that's my handle. Okay, we got a couple things to cover today, not the least of which is the fallout. I don't know if this is the right word, dude. I don't know if we use these words or not, but the fallout, the blowback, the response, the interaction that took place from yesterday's show. Ladies and gentlemen, yesterday's show, I think, legendary, classic show, tons of fun. My wife, whom I adore, who I absolutely love, only listened to 3 minutes of it. What 3 minutes did she listen to? The 3 minutes where I criticized her for being a graduate of the School of Bagels. And so what we've come to in our personal compromise is, of course, not on the air, but in our home, she's right and I'm wrong. On the air, I'll never tell. But I think that the beginning really tells you quite a bit. What does it mean when my wife says to me, save time and see it my way?
Of course, each careful step along the byway. More, much more than this, I did it my way.
Thank you very much for that, robo-producer. Nice job. Ladies and gentlemen, by the way, in case you did not know this, today is a monumental, I think that's the right word, monumental show. It is the 99th show. The 99th show of the David Spoon Experience. Many people say no way it can last. No way it can last. Can't make it to 100. We'll see. Of course, there's still 24 hours to go. Here's the thing. Some of you are really struggling because you don't understand that God has a sense of humor. God has a sense of humor. I'm going to prove it to you in two ways that God has a sense of humor. For those of you that are like, I'm sick of this funny stuff. I want serious, depressing stuff. Then just troll on the internet. You'll find plenty of depressing stuff. Here's the two pieces of proof that God has a sense of humor. Here it is. Number one proof that God has a sense of humor. Ladies and gentlemen, pocket mirrors. Pocket mirrors. And number two, how do we biblically know that God has a sense of humor? Let me help you out with that, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is very clearly. The answer to that is this. We know God has a sense of humor because he can take a rib. Ladies and gentlemen, because he can take a rib. Ladies and gentlemen, because he can take a rib. Get it? He can take a rib. All right, people are already calling to complain. It's not that it's a bad joke. It's just the joke teller. Get over it. Okay, a couple things to cover today. We just got so much wonderful stuff to cover. But you know what? We do want to do our giveaways. We lacked yesterday in giveaways because we got so busy talking about April Fool's Day. It was so much fun. So here's some of our giveaway trivia questions that we're going to start with. And we're going to open. Did I just hit the microphone? I just hit the mic. Anyway, we're going to open up with this. Ladies and gentlemen, let's see if you know your Bible. Let's see if you know your Bible. Here's the opportunity to prove that you know your Bible. Our first trivia question is going to be coming up right here. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, right here. The first trivia question is, the blank of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The blank of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. I cannot fill that answer in for you. I cannot fill that answer in for you. But the question is, the blank of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Comes from Proverbs. Comes from Proverbs. It's in chapter 1, plus it's in 2 or 3 other chapters as well. On the line off the bat, now people are calling, but we have Beverly. Does Beverly want to do trivia? Does she want to talk? Does she just want to say... Okay, have her come on. Beverly, what's happening? How you doing today?
Hey, I listen to you every day since you started.
You did?
Once that's been, I just get the biggest kick out of you.
You've listened every day since we started?
Well, I've missed a few days, but I was with you the day you started, which was, what, 6-8 months ago?
It's going to be 5 months on Friday. Will be November 5th, and April 5th. I started November 5th.
How about that?
Wow, that is so nice of you.
I know the joy of the Lord is my strength, so maybe I can hit you on 2 counts.
That's good. Do you know the answer?
Is that right?
Yeah. Do you think you know the answer to the question?
Yeah, I think it's the joy of the Lord is my strength.
The joy of the Lord is your strength. Now, answer this one for me real quickly, because you're a longtime listener. The what of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The what of the Lord. This is the blank of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Okay, I thought it was the joy, but...
No. That's the joy of the Lord is our strength. 100% correct. So stay with me, Beverly. But just listen real quickly. The blank of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It's when we stand in awe of him. We're in awe of him.
I blew that. Thing.
That's okay.
It caught me off guard. I called to tell you I am a native of Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Are you really?
Got that right. And the Wolverines is the best Big Ten team in the nation.
That's right, sister. You knew you can stand on the rooftop. I'll preach it with you.
How about that? We aren't going to Detroit in the wintertime, right?
That's right. That's it. You gotta. The great thing about Detroit is you gotta go back, but only when the weather's nice.
Yeah, and you don't have to stay.
That's right. All right, listen. I'm gonna help you with this. I want you to win. So just bear with me, okay? The blank of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It rhymes with bear. The what of the Lord?
Gosh, I'm so embarrassed.
It starts with an F. That's okay. It starts with an F and rhymes with bear.
Brother.
The
fear of the Lord.
That's right. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
I could have done it without
Spoon.
You.
Ah, you could have. I was just helping you. All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you on hold, and then. But let me ask you this. So you're from Ann Arbor, Michigan. You're listening the whole time, which is very brave of you, by the way.
Yes, I was born back there, and I came out here in the '60s.
Wow.
And that's the only place I ever lived till I hit California.
So you lived in Michigan and in California. Now, let's be honest.
In Ann Arbor.
Well, that's the place to live. I mean, but here's the question. Between Ann Arbor and the San Diego area, January 16th, where do you want to be?
On January 16th, I think I want to be here because that's a winter month.
That's right. So first of all, that is wisdom that you have just demonstrated, which proves you have the fear of the Lord. Nice job on that one. Double coverage there.
From the Lord.
Great job. You did a great job, Beverly. Okay, we're going to put you on hold. I'm going to get you a present. We're going to get you a couple of Dr. Michael Youssef books, okay?
Oh, wonderful. And I want to tell you, I love the Jewish people.
Okay. Well, we are a strange lot, at least that we are. God bless you. Thank you. And keep listening, please.
Thank you. I love you.
Okay. Take care. God bless you. Thank you. All right. Let's put Beverly on hold. Now, we had that question. Then somebody else called. We're going to ask another question kind of really like on top of it. By the way, Beverly, don't go anywhere because our producer is going to get your name and number. Okay. Don't go anywhere. Just stay on the line. What we're going to do is take a break. We're going to come back. We got some other giveaways that we're going to do. And then what we're also going to do... I hate to do it, ladies and gentlemen. We have to discuss some things in the news. I know. Me neither. But I got to do it. It's part of what they pay me the big bucks for. Oh, wait. They don't pay me at all. I forgot. Anyway, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host right here on KPRZ 1210 AM. That's David Spoon, by the way. We'll be right back in just a few seconds. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi friends, Marty Schneider here. You know, one of the greatest financial fears of Americans is simply running out of money. The last thing that people want is to become dependent on their kids or their grandkids in those golden years. Retirement is the time of life when you want to be polishing that backswing and not your resume. And yet, the number of people who haven't put plans in place is shocking. Look, we all know that this is a world without a whole lot of guarantees, but one thing is clear, if you don't know where you're heading, you probably won't get there. So let's get together for your free retirement consultation and see if we can help to put your retirement puzzle together for you. Call me for your free visit at 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your complimentary consultation with me, 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN.
Kevin Davis here with Bob Talpas of American Senior Funding. Bob, can you share with our listeners about how just a few summers ago, you were able to use a reverse mortgage to help a widow?
That summer was hot in San Diego. We were going through a heat wave. It was flirting with 100. There was a lot of humidity. And the inside of the house was like an oven because she didn't have air conditioning. And she didn't feel she could afford it. And all she really wanted out of a reverse mortgage was the ability to get central air conditioning installed in her house so she could live there in comfort. And I went out there and visited her about 5 or 6 weeks after the loan closed. It was still hot, and I walked in, and the inside of that house was about 72. She was happy as a clam.
Find out how cool a reverse mortgage can make your life. Give American Senior Funding a call at 619-303-3700. That's 619-303-3700. American Senior Funding is a branch of High Tech Lending, licensed by the California Department of Corporations under the Residential Mortgage Lending Act, MLS number 7147, California license number 4130937, equal housing lender. American Senior Funding, your reverse mortgage experts.
Have you been in the trap of thinking that your problems would go away if you just waited long enough? Things like that toothache or the leak under the kitchen sink? But if you don't do something, the truth is that these problems usually get bigger before they get better. Credit card and other bill problems also get bigger unless you do something about them. Hi, I'm Lisa Sterrett, and I work with my husband, Carl, a bankruptcy attorney, at our office in El Cajon, and I have one question for you. If not now, when? How can you save for retirement? How long do you want to watch money go to credit cards instead of to your food budget or life insurance policy to protect your family? How long do you want the stress to continue? Make today the day that you do something about your debt problems. Visit our website at sandiegobillproblems.com to get our free report on what the Bible says about bankruptcy and learn how bankruptcy can free you from debt problems and help you take control of your budget. Call us today at 619-448-2129 or visit our website at sandiegobillproblems.com. That's sandiegobillproblems.com.
This is Albert Moeller for townhall.com. The arguments before the Supreme Court in the two cases on same-sex marriage are destined to stand among the most significant in our nation's constitutional history. Nothing less than marriage is now on the dock. One case deals with a challenge to the constitutionality of the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, and the other addresses Proposition 8, the amendment to the California Constitution, defining marriage as the union of a man and a woman. Taken together, these cases threaten to redefine the most basic and essential institution of human society, of any society. Every society in human history has found its way to the establishment of marriage as the centering institution of all social order. Now, the heterosexual character of this institution is threatened with a redefinition that would render the state's conception of marriage at odds with millennia of human wisdom. I'm Albert Moeller.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call nonprofit Trinity Debt Management today at 800-936-5348 or go to mydebthasmedown.com.
Attention South Bay car shoppers. The all-new Mossy Nissan Chula Vista is open, conveniently located just east of the 805 on Main Street at Auto Park Drive. Don't wait. Visit Mossy Nissan Chula Vista today and see their giant inventory at mossynissan.com.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
To the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. I think this segment is brought to us by Ron, our sales manager, giving props to the Michigan Wolverines for getting in the Final Four, unlike the Ohio State Buckeyes. That's too funny. You know you can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. I appreciate the emails that people send to us. Even if you disagree with me, I still appreciate the emails. I think they're great. Some people get really offended depending on some of the things that we do. We're not trying to offend you. If you are easily offended, we're super sorry that you're easily offended and ask that you work on not being so easily offended. How's that for a response? If God was so easily offended, he'd have left a long time ago. Okay, I mean a long time ago. That's my response. And here's the other answer. If you don't like it, change the channel. Okay, also follow us on Twitter, @SpoonExperience. Twitter, another evil demonic company, but we're still on it. Okay.
You can shoot an arrow into the air and where it lands, I do not care.
Yeah. There you go. That's how we roll, people. That's how we roll. We're going to do another trivia question, but I do have to do some news. News, never fun to do. Did you notice that the news is hardly ever fun anymore? It's always kind of like depressing or something like that. That's how it makes me feel. Here we have the height of intellectualism pouring out. Listen to me. Pouring out of the pores of the people at MSNBC. Must speak nasty about Bible Christians, MSNBC. And lest you all forget, media stands for making everybody dumber in America. Okay, here it is, my hands. One of those things, I like these stories because they do make me laugh, but they make me cry at the same time. MSNBC's Chris Matthews. You ever heard of Chris Matthews? Ever heard of him? He's on a show called Lowball. Or something, or highball, or lowball, something like that. I don't know what he's doing something. What is it? It's cue ball? Okay. What is it? It's lowball, right? No, there ain't no way that guy plays hardball. You're crazy. That guy doesn't even play softball. That guy plays, he doesn't even play ball. He doesn't play ball. Anyway, on Monday, April Fool's Day. By the way, for those of you that did not hear the April Fool's episode, ha, did you miss a lot? And I got a lot of emails going, you know who April Fool's Day is for? It's for all the atheists. And it's like, well, they ought to have one day. Because one day, they ain't going to have a day. That's going to be a very short term. Anyway, so our not good friend, Chris Matthews, by the way, he's apparently one of the leaders of the media. I didn't realize he was one of the leaders of the media. In apparently for a city called Loontown, something like that. Anyway, he said racism, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. He said, actually out of his mouth, racism is a belief that one race, wait, get this. One race, whites, should rule all others. That was his definition of racism. He says, this is it. He said, he was talking to Rush Limbaugh, which is why would you talk to Rush Limbaugh? Rush got 15 million listeners. You got 150,000. I don't think it's the same. Rushbow, racism is the belief that one race, the white race, should rule all the other races. Get your definition straight. So I thought, what are we going to do when somebody gives me a definition of something? We're going to do that stupid thing. We're going to look in the dictionary. I don't know. I always thought a dictionary was a good thing to kind of get definitions on word. Is that a good place to get definitions? Here is racism. For those that don't believe racism can be anything but a white person, here, let me just help you out. I'm just helping you out because this is what it stands for. Racism is a belief that races, plural, have distinctive cultural characteristics determined by hereditary factors and that this endows some races with an intrinsic superiority over others. Now, racism is terrible. It's disgusting, but it's not exclusive to white people. Now watch this one. Let's see where this falls in. This is a bigot. By dictionary definition, a bigot is a person who's intolerant of any ideas other than his or her own, especially on religious, political, or race issues. I'm sensing bigotry in some of these places. Prejudice, an unfavorable opinion or feeling formed beforehand and without knowledge, thought, or reason. Okay? I'm feeling this coming up. Ignorant. lacking knowledge or information as to a particular subject or fact. Wait, here it is. There we go. Jerk. Inconsequential person who thinks they are consequential. Well, that's me. I guess I'm a jerk. Anyway, I thought that was classic because people giving definitions for racism should at least use the definition for racism. Is that wrong? If you're going to use a definition, shouldn't you use the definition? You can't just make it up. If I could just make it up, I just want to make up my paycheck. I'm making up my paycheck now. It's got 9 more zeros. Next to a zero, that's about what it is. It's all zeroed out. So I felt bad because I think that there's a misunderstanding there. Racism is a terrible thing, but any person can be a racist. Anybody can feel superior by hereditary factors. Anybody can think that they're intrinsically superior over another race. It's what the media and the press do and Hollywood do on a constant basis to Christians. They're very racist when it comes to that. That's my opinion. But I think the jerk one, that was a good one. I'm a jerk. People who are inconsequential think that they're consequential. Hey, that's me. Okay. Next question. Okay. Here we go. Next question, ladies and gentlemen. Somebody called in on that first question. I want to give them a chance to get right back into it. So if you're the person that called, you can call right back. Here it is. We're going to make it. What? Linda called. Linda, you need to call back. Is she already on? Or does she call? Linda, call back on this one. Ready? And I'll make sure you get through this, okay? Does the Bible call wisdom male or female? Does the Bible call wisdom male or female? I'm looking for Linda to give me a call because she didn't get to talk last time because Beverly, who's been listening to the show from the very beginning, called in, and I thought that was nice. But I'm not going to limit this to Linda, so I don't want you to get the wrong. Eventually, Linda, when you call in, I'm going to get you through and get you to what you got to get to. So, I mean, eventually you'll get there, even if I have to give you a different question. But here's the question for the moment. Does the Bible call wisdom male or is it really? How does that happen? It's like magic. It's like magically appears. And no, I'm not talking about actual sorcery magic. Put her on. Linda, are you there?
I am, David. That's so funny. I thought it was really sweet that you wanted to help the lady win.
Yeah. Well, first of all, we gotta help one another. Okay? And, you know, some people will write me and they'll say, like, you're a bad person because, you know, you like this or you think this is good or whatever. And it's like, you know what? When they start shooting Christians, I'm pretty sure it's all of us that name the name of Christ. We're the ones that are going to be hanging out together. It's not going to be our eschatology and it's not going to be our brilliant wisdom. It's going to be our faith. What do you think?
I couldn't agree more.
Okay. All right. So here you go. So here's your question. Now, before I get there, I take it you've heard the show before.
I have.
Okay, and you liking it? You having fun listening?
Yeah, I really do. I have fun listening to you. I truly do.
Okay, good. That's important. And then the other thing you got to tell us is, what are you working on in the Lord that we can be praying for you in? Is there anything particular that you're working on that you're praying and seeking?
Yes, family healing.
What kind of healing?
Family.
Oh, family healing. Relationship or physical?
No, just relationally, you know, marriages in the family and just peace in the family.
Okay, let me pray for you real quickly. Let me pray. Lord, we just come before you right now and we lift up Linda to you right now in the name of Jesus. And we pray that you, Lord, the Prince of Peace, would be bringing peace into her family, peace into their lives. We pray for peace, grace, and mercy. We pray for those that maybe don't know or don't respond to the gospel to have a softer, sensitive response and maybe more of an appreciation for those that do. And maybe there would just be general peace, maybe less pride and more getting along within the family. And give Linda wisdom on how to play a role in helping establish that peace through your grace and helping that peace maintain in all of their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, here you go. Wisdom. Does the Bible call wisdom male or female?
I didn't think it called it either, to be honest with you.
It does. It does call it male or female. One of those two in the first few chapters of Proverbs.
Well, I'm going to guess male, since I think of God as being male.
He is male, but what do you think? If it's not male, we would say it's
female.
That is correct, ma'am. You are a winner.
You have won. Good job, Linda. The Bible calls wisdom in Proverbs her. So it does call wisdom a female. Wow. Good to know, right?
Yeah.
Good to know. I always tell people, and my wife appreciates it when I tell her this. I say, God did the greatest thing he could ever do. He made man, and then he just took that perfect creation, that unbelievable creation, and went one step better, and he made it a woman. And then you know what she says to me? No, then she says, I can watch Star Trek. That's how that works.
All right,
do me a favor. Hang on, and I'm going to have Robo Producer get your name and phone number, and then he's going to tell you you can choose between a couple of different books that we have. We have some really good ones, and he'll give you a choice of about three or four of them. You just tell him which one, and then he'll put that down, and then our call screener will call you in about an hour.
Okay, that's perfect. Thank you so much, Dave.
Okay, you are more than welcome, Linda. God bless you. Hang on the phone until he gets your information. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We'll be right back.
About the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Flower fields of Carlsbad with 50 stunning acres of giant colorful ranunculus are now in full bloom. So come explore the flowers. More to do, more to see. Find details at theflowerfields.com. Take the 5 freeway to Palomar Airport Road. Open daily 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Mark Larson is right on the mark.
Sometimes it just hits me. Call it what you like. A rude awakening, a 2x4 between the eyes, a whack upside the head, even a meteor like the one that hit Russia a few weeks ago, right? You know how that works. Most of us go through life so busy in our own stuff that we truly miss unusual occurrences that can help us see new changes and opportunities waiting to be discovered, often right under our noses. Each morning we rise, we go through the routine regimen, we plow into some great days and some not so great ones. There are mountains, there are valleys to travel. Sometimes weeks can blow by so fast, we don't even know what's happened. We go through the motions just to get things done. Life should be more than routines, right? That's why God often allows wake-up calls into our lives. Sometimes they're tiny, sometimes they're major and can't be avoided. I've been trying to pay more attention to nudges from God. We have moments that command our attention. It could be God's way of making us watch and listen and pray at a deeper level for those around us and for those closest to us. And it's important to pray that God reveals what we're supposed to learn personally through the process every day. We don't want to miss it. It's a variation of stop and smell the roses. And if there's a meteor coming into your life today, one way or another, if one's heading your way, are you prepared to deal with it using all the promises and strength God has made available to you? Something to think about. I'm Mark Larson on KPRZ, 1210 AM.
Garages are awesome. Not only do they protect our vehicles from the elements, they provide storage and can serve as a workshop. So when your garage door breaks, you want access back as quick as you can. You want quick, reliable service from Advantage Garage Doors. It's Kevin Davis here. Advantage Garage Door offers 24-hour repair service, quick response, same-day service in most cases, and they have 20 years experience. Alex Soto, the owner of Advantage Garage Doors, is upfront, honest, and reliable. I've known Alex Soto for years, and he'll take great care of you. He offers great warranty and uses all new parts. Whether you're looking to repair a broken door or broken springs or installing a new door or new garage door opener, call Advantage Garage Doors, 619-443-3507 or online at AdvantageGarageDoors.com. Mention KPRZ for a $49 tune-up special and safety check and 10% off of any repairs. That's Advantage Garage Doors, 619-443-3507. California Contractors License Number 788-055.
Cash Call is so confident that we can save you money on your mortgage, we'll pay you $250 just for putting your refinance application into process. Why?
In 2012, Cash Call funded over $10 billion in mortgages by saving people money. This year, our goal is $20 billion. To reach it, we decided to put our money on the line. It's simple. You call 866-590-CASH and take about 15 minutes to apply. If we give you a conditional thumbs up, we'll send you $250 within 3 business days. And you don't need to close the loan. This is not a rebate of a made-up fee. At Cash Call, we believe that if you look at the savings on our no-closing cost loans, you'll probably go ahead and get the loan. This is a limited-time offer. So if you want to make $250 for about 15 minutes work and maybe also save money on your mortgage, make the Cash Call at 866-590-CASH.
$250 payment made after application is accepted into loan processing. One payment per household. Offer may be canceled at any time. For full terms and conditions, call 866-900-8744. Loans will be made pursuant to Department of Corporation's California Finance Lender Law License number 603-8780. NMLS 38512. Equal housing lender.
Joey, did you clean up after yourself before coming in?
Doll, these homeowners don't know what to look for.
Joey!
Hey, it ain't like E. coli's telling them about the signs of termites. Relax!
Actually, Joey, we are telling homeowners. This is Sue Freeze, the termite lady from E. coli. If you see what looks like multicolor coffee grounds around windows, doors, or any wood framing, chances are you've got termites. Call us to take a look. If you do have termites, we'll eliminate them by using family-friendly, pet-friendly methods like E. coli heat, electric gun, and other non-chemical, along with traditional treatments. Termites can't hide from us. So call us for a free estimate at 1-877-332-BUGS. That's 877-332-BUGS.
Joey, did you hear that commercial on their radio?
Oh, yeah. Pack up, doll. We're moving.
Oh, Joey.
E. coli. Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. And mother approved. 877-332-BUGS.
KPRZ listeners that call me want to make sure that I'm a Christian lawyer.
Certified family law specialist Gary Bowman.
They have financial issues, they have relationship issues, issues with their children, their spiritual issues also. So they want to talk to me in the context of Christianity and their beliefs. I'm a certified family law specialist, so I specialize in family law, including divorce, annulment, custody and visitation issues, support issues. It's a higher level of expertise. You have to pass a certain test with the State Bar of California. You have to have certain experiences, hearings, trials, settlement agreements, negotiations. There's a pretty high standard that you have to meet before they will certify you as a specialist.
For legal protection in all areas of family law, call 877-426-7551. Your first half hour consultation is free. Find out more at gbowmanlaw.com. Attorney Gary Bowman. Experience, knowledge, understanding, results. 877-426-7551.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Holy night, all is calm. All is bright round yon virgin mother and child.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You know you can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. You can go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment, or you can follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience. Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. That's my handle. Hey, by the way, is Twitter a nonprofit company? It's not a nonprofit company, is it? I don't think they have a prophet that speaks for them, do they? I think they're a nonprofit organization. Hey, by the way, I just want to point out the word jerk means inconsequential person who thinks they are consequential. That's me. This segment brought to you. Hey, that's kind of close. This segment brought to you or brought to you. Either way, they're sponsors. Either way. By AfterForeclosure.com. The question is, if you had a foreclosure or a short sale, if you had either one of those, one of those two, you can still qualify for a house, but you got to do it in the right manner. And yesterday we had John Maddox on, and he did a excellent. Okay, it would be an excellent job. He's the kind of key component to AfterForeclosure.com. And here's the deal with John. They will review your material. If you don't qualify, he'll say, man, you don't qualify. You need more work. Or you qualify, you got to go through this or that, whatever. He does it for free, but he specializes in people who have had short sales or foreclosures. Either way, you go to AfterForeclosure.com, take the nifty pass-fail test, see your results, check it out. John, also at 888-634-4260. That's 888-634-4260. Gotta like that, right? That's that guy. He did a great job, didn't he, the other day? I thought he did a really good job. Just want to point out to people, I'm having surgery coming up, and it's Dr. Chris Gualdieri is going to be taking care of my eyes at the Eye Laser and Vision Center, and I'm going to be reporting this as it goes on. We're nailing down the date, and you're going to get a walkthrough on LASIK surgery. I'm going to literally walk you through all the things. There's a part of me that's nervous. I mean, you ever been nervous about something? I mean, I'm nervous when my wife and I go out and meet a new couple. I get a little nervous depending on how the conversation's going to go and specifically where we're going to eat. So anyway, Dr. Chris is going to walk me through it, and we're going to do it step by step, and I'm going to kind of be doing a play-by-play, except for when he's actually doing the actual surgery, because I figured if I stuck a microphone in his eye while he was using his eye to correct my eye, that might be a bad idea. call me now. Okay. Let's see. A couple things I did want to cover, and then we're going to do some trivia. And these are the kind of things that I like to cover because they're scriptural things that are fascinating. I was going through my NIV study Bible. For those of you that don't know what an NIV study Bible is, it's a study Bible. And it's based on the New International Version. Some of you might read the New International Version. Some of you might be King James only people. And some of you might think penicillin is an evil drug. I don't know. But here's what I do know. When I was going through my NIV study Bible, this portion of factitude, that's our word of the year. It's a factitude. Is something that really stuck out to me personally. I was reading the NIV Study Bible, and they list in a chart the miracles of Jesus. Now, when they list these in a chart, they don't list the death, burial, and resurrection. They don't talk about Jesus in the ascension part. They're just listing the miracles that took place in the ministry of Jesus as recorded in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They categorize them all. They categorize all the miracles, and there are a total. Now, this does not include, did you hear what I said? Does not include when it says he healed the multitude. It does not include all of those healings in there. We don't know what that number is, right? We know it's a multitude. We don't know how many that is. So they have put together a chart, and there are 34 distinctive miracles in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. 34 distinctive miracles. So listen to what I'm about to say. This does not include doing anything to the multitudes, like he healed everybody that came to him. We don't know how many everybody is. That could be 1,000 people, 500 people, 5,000 people. We don't know. So what the NIV Study Bible people did, and by the way, the people that wrote the Study Bible were some of the same people that did the translation on the Greek and in the Hebrew. And if you think those guys are like not godly men or something like that, change the channel. I don't even want to talk to you. All right, so here's the bottom line. They list 34 miracles. Get this. Out of the 34 miracles listed, these are the miracles in the ministry of Jesus Christ, not including the multitudes and not including the death, burial, and resurrection, or obviously the birth. 34 miracles in the ministry of Jesus, only one miracle is listed in all four Gospels. Did you know that? Only one. And you're like, what? What? You lie. No, I'm not lying. One miracle. It's right here. Not the miracle, the piece of paper. What miracle is lit? No, that's not a trivia question. I'm going to tell you. So relax. There's one miracle out of all Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John that's listed in the ministry of Jesus. One miracle that is listed in all four Gospels. Only one. Not including the death, burial, and resurrection, or the birth, or the healing of the multitude stuff. Only one specifically listed. Do you know what it is, Robo Producer? Do you know what it is? Yeah? Okay. Okay. Here it is. Ready? 5,000 people being fed. The 5,000 people being fed is the only miracle that is listed in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It's the only one in the ministry of Jesus. Ah, you didn't know that, huh? Aha! As he would say, waiting for the soup, waiting for the spoon for the soup. Aha! The only one listed in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, in Matthew chapter 14, Mark chapter 6, Luke chapter 9, and John chapter 6, the only miracle out of the main miracles Jesus did in his ministry listed in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is the feeding of the 5,000. And you know what that represents to us as people, as Christians, as believers? Do you know what that means to us? Okay? You know what it means to us? It means that in the one place where we struggle so much, which is what we have being enough to cover what we need, in the one place that so many of us pray constantly that the Lord would take what we have, stretch it out, make it cover everything that we encounter, enable us to take care of all of the needs, cover everything from A to Z, be our Alpha and Omega, be our everything. The one miracle that's singled out in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is when they don't have enough provisions, and Jesus gives thanks for the provisions, looking up to heaven, then gives it away, and it turns out to be more than enough than anybody ever needed. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it scripturally gripping? Isn't it spiritually a bit overwhelming that the one miracle that is in each of the Gospels during the ministry of Jesus, the one miracle, is God providing, even though there was only a few fish and a few loaves of bread, even though there was only a little, that Jesus looked up to heaven and gave thanks for what he did have, and God multiplied it so it fed everybody. Now you think about that. You think about of all the miracles he could have placed that would have been multiples, all of them that he could have put in each gospel, the one dealing with provision, the one that I would say many of us struggle with so intently because we can't understand that God can take the little we have and do amazing things with just the little bit that's there. And what we do is we look at the little we have and we go, what's this going to do? Just like the disciples. What are we going to do with this? You got two fish, five loaves. What are we doing? There's nothing here. Jesus looks up to heaven and says, thank you for what you have given me. And it's more than enough to feed 5,000 men besides women and children. Probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 12, 13,000 people. Two fish, five loaves. Really? How does he do it? He's God. That's how he does it. That's what he does for all of us in each and every gospel it's listed. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Guess what? We will be right back. I was born with a plastic
spoon in my mouth. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The Garden of Hope is brought to you in part by Kevin Lyons and Anchor Funding, helping listeners save money for over 15 years.
Are you tired of paying the bank more than your home is worth? Well, say good riddance to your mortgage and stay in your home. Yes, a new government-approved program allows you to break the chains of your mortgage. With this groundbreaking plan, you still have payments, but they will be down, way down. Or do you want to move but think you're stuck? Some lenders will even pay you up to $45,000 to move. It is cheaper for them than foreclosing. These programs have limited availability, so you have to act now. To see if you qualify, call 800-657-0088. That's 800-657-0088. There's no for sale sign in your yard, so no unwelcome questions from neighbors and no nosy strangers walking through your home. All these services are free, and you always stay in control. Call for details, 800-657-0088. That's 800-657-0088, or go to noforsalesignkprz.com.
Do you have life insurance or do you want it? I'm your man. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry, life insurance specialist. I'm so tired of these radio and TV commercials that tell you how cheap term life insurance can be. But have you read the fine print? The rate normally is only guaranteed for 10 years. Then guess what happens? It can skyrocket. Now I have a new term called no lapse term. No lapse to age 100. No rate increase ever. Same rate till you reach 100. Quit wasting your money on cheap term. If you have a 10, 20, 30 year term, you know that at the end of the term, they're going to jack your premium up so high that you probably will not be able to afford it and you'll have to drop the policy. You're the loser and they're the winner. They don't have to pay a death claim and they got all your money for all that time. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. And ask about the term where you get all your premium back. That's a heck of a product. Pay a little bit more and get a plan that guarantees you a rate to age 100. Call me for a free quote. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
Hello, San Diego. This is Rick Warren, author of The Purpose-Driven Life. Do you ever feel overwhelmed? Do you ever feel like giving up? You know, every day I talk to people who are having a tough time, and many feel hopeless about their future, about their finances, and just about everything else. What you need is a big dose of hope. Join me for Daily Hope each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
Listen every weekday at 10 a.m. to Daily Hope with Rick Warren on K-Praise, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
So what do you do when your pirate ship sinks off the coast of La Jolla? Make a radio station out of coconuts and a giant hamster wheel, of course. Hi, Cabin Boy Cameron here. That's what we did at Christian Pirate Radio. Our Christian music survived the wreck, and we've been broadcasting the best Christian music of today and yesterday at MyCPRSanDiego.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and stay up to date with the latest news on your favorite Christian artists. You can even send us an email if there's something you'd like to hear. Listen online at MyCPRSanDiego.com.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM,
so
KPRZ.
I say D-O, D-O-D, D-O-D-G, D-O-D-G-E-R-S, team, 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 oh. I say O-M, O-M-A.
Welcome O-M-A-L. Back to the David Spoon Experience, O-M-A-L. Local, national, and heavenly talk. O-M-A-L. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. Ladies and gentlemen, we only have a couple of minutes. We got one of those fast breaks where it comes up on you and it's like, hey, Dave, you got a break. And I'm like, what? I got a break? So I was going to do a trivia and then decided I don't have enough time to do a trivia. We'll do a trivia right at the top of the hour. I don't have time to do a devotional diamond of the day. So you know what I have time for, Robo Producer? You know what
Bad
I have time
jokes.
For? I do. I have time to tell jokes.
Get the buzzer ready.
Okay. Got the buzzer ready? Oh, well, you got to be able to give me some good good responses depending on
the joke.
Okay.
The clapping's right next to the buzzer.
Okay. You know, the last thing that I want to do is tell a joke that's really bad. Okay. I didn't start yet. Okay. How long did Cain hate his brother? As long as he was able. All right, here we go. What kind of man was Boaz before he got married? Ruthless. Ruthless. Is he Ruth? You know, ladies and gentlemen, if you think these jokes are hard to find, you're wrong. You just put in the internet, good Bible jokes, and that's all you got to do. What man in the Bible had no parents? I've told you this one before. Joshua, son of Nun. Son of Nun. Okay. This is a good. Now this one's a good one. You can buzz the one after this. This one's a good one. Why didn't Pharaoh let the Israelites go into the wilderness after the first six plagues? He was in denial. God, he was in denial. Finally, why did Samson try to avoid arguing with Delilah? I didn't start yet.
didn't start yet. You gotta let me finish that joke. Why did Samson try to avoid arguing with Delilah? He didn't want to split hairs. Okay, that's enough. Hey, okay. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take our break because I don't know what I'm doing with timing. It's like my 99th show. You know, tomorrow is like a 100 show. You know what we're going to do about that? Nothing. Are you throwing me a
Maybe
party?
We'll have Frank Sinatra on.
Oh, I think we've already used that one up to the end. We're done with Frank. That's right. You can insult me all you want. Make fun of my dog, there's going to be trouble. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a very short break, come back. We're going to do trivia when we come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.